The ARRL audio news begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL audio news for Friday, August 30th, 2024. Amateur radio is an excellent tool for community resilience in times of crisis. The utility value of the critical communications it provides is enhanced by having well-trained local amateur radio emergency service, ARES groups, and other teams. However, to maximize the value to yourself, your family, and your community, an operator must be prepared. September is National Preparedness Month. ARRL's partners at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, are sharing tips to help you be prepared. They are centered around the theme of Start a Conversation. An ARRL Director of Emergency Management, Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, is starting that conversation with radio amateurs to help make sure you, your station, and your family are ready for whatever may come your way. It's important that we take steps to ensure that not only are we ready to provide assistance to our served agencies, but we have a plan for our own families as well, he said. Over the month of September, ARRL will share best practices to help prepare you, your station, and your family, and your local ARES groups to thrive in times of emergency. There are times when hands may be activated to serve when all aspects of your life, your station, and your environment are under stress, and that's not the time to start planning or discover shortcomings, said Johnston. Johnston encourages any radio amateur who is interested in participating in ARES to reach out to their local ARRL emergency coordinator. And if you don't know who that is, find your local ARRL-affiliated club or reach out to your ARRL section manager, whose contact details you can find on page 16 of QST or at www.arrl.org/sections. Find resources for ARES at www.arrl.org/ARES. And tools to help you plan your family's resilience at www.ready.gov. Applications for the 2024 ARRL Club Grants Program are now being reviewed. The submission period has closed. ARRL Field Service Manager Mike Walters, W8ZY, said 110 grant applications have been received and the awards will be announced in late November. Grants are available up to $25,000 and emphasis is given to projects that are transformative in nature, said Walters.